have a lot of people who listen to us beyond Sunday. So we really are grateful for all of you who are out there. So I want to take a moment, as my name's Brad, obviously, to greet those who are listening via the podcast, and thank you for taking time to listen to our messages. We're so grateful for you. But I'm just going to hand it over to, again, a good friend of mine named Jesse Bregg. Again, hard for me to define who Jesse is, but it's just a privilege to have him this morning, and I've just asked him to share a thought with us, and so here we go.
Well, no, thank you for having me and the opportunity to speak to you guys this morning. Brad mentioned, we talked a little bit about gathering around a message versus gathering around the presence, and the thought that I wanted to share was that every Sunday, millions around the world gather around a message. But Israel camped around God's presence. And in sort of coming into this week and even listening just to everybody speaking last week, you know, yourself, your opening, and Dusty, what you've had to say, and Brad, and kind of looking around at the crowd going, you don't want for any teaching in this house. You guys you've got knowledge and teaching in spades. And so really thinking about what can I bring this morning, the thing that kept resonating with me was the Holy Spirit, the impartation of the Holy Spirit, and to encourage you in something that goes beyond knowledge, but that produces power and authority in your life and in your ministry and in how you reach out and touch the world around you. And so, you know, I want to encourage you to seek God's presence in your home, on your own, in these services, to press in to God's presence in maybe a way that you haven't before. Why is irrelevant, but to seek God's presence. You gather every Sunday as a group, but the thing that we should be pressing in for is for his tangible, overwhelming, overcoming presence in this place. This should be heaven on earth right here in this room. You know, we gather together. You know, we talk about where two or three are gathered, there I am in the midst of them. I mean, he is here. He has given us his Spirit, and I just encourage you to go beyond the knowledge and to press into his presence. And I don't know what that looks like for you here or for you personally, but knowing that it's there and that you can press into it and that you can seek it, is where you start. And I guess, so to give you a little bit of my own journey, I have never pressed into the supernatural things, the overwhelming personal encounters of the Holy Spirit. That's not been my comfort level, my zone, if you will. And just over the last 3 or 4 months, I've started to listen to some teachings that go beyond my comfort level, but it's sparked something in me that says there's more, and it's available. It's available to me, and I've started to press into it. And so I want to just hit a couple of key things on, you know, seeking the Holy Spirit in your life. In particular, One of the things, so this week has been a very Holy Spirit week. It seems like we talked about it on the drive-in from Atlanta. I think we wound up talking about it a bit on Sunday, and then we're out for lunch Monday or Tuesday with someone, and they're asking about the Holy Spirit. We got a chance to talk a little bit about the Spirit here on Monday morning, and it just seemed like by Wednesday we had a reoccurring theme to the week. And so I'm going, okay, this is where we're going. But I want to encourage you with something that really opened the doors for me to receive. And yes, we've debated on this a little bit back and forth, talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Well, that was Sunday. And so I have grown up with the ideology that if I speak in tongues, if I pray in tongues, I have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Done. I speak in tongues, I am now baptized in the Holy Spirit. But Jesus says that the indicator, he says, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will receive power. So to me, the chief indicator that Jesus gave us for the baptism of the Holy Spirit is power. And if I'm not seeing power in my life, I ain't got it yet. So I have something to pursue and something to seek in. Now, Jesus breathed on the disciples, and he breathed on them, and he said, receive the Holy Spirit. So you can receive the Holy Spirit but not be baptized in the Holy Spirit and have that Holy Spirit power come upon you that produces power for all kinds of the things that we see in Acts and throughout. And so I would propose that it's available, but we kind of need to know to tug on it when it's there to receive, rather than watching it walk by because I've already got it. So there's, you know, job's been done. I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. I pray in tongues. So the job is done. So I'd encourage you to press in and to ask the Father to give you a baptism of the Holy Spirit that produces the power that Jesus was talking about. And to seek it and tug on it is the, like pull on it. I don't know how else to describe it, but there's when you sense it's there, when you sense the Holy Spirit, like a child pulling on their parents' clothes, pull on it, receive it, draw from it, and say, I want that. Don't let the Holy Spirit be present and not. Yeah. I mean, present inside you, but don't let him go by without you know, giving you more and without asking for more. Does that make sense? For me, I needed somebody to tell me there was more to know I could ask for more. Because otherwise, it was kind of like you pull the slot machine handle, and you know, whatever pops up is what you got from the Holy Spirit, and this is my bag. I'm not one of those real power people, so I guess that's not what it looks like for me. But I'd propose that that's what that kind of baptism looks like, and that's what it produces, because Jesus says that power is produced. And so if you're not feeling real powerful or like you've got it, continue to ask. Jesus says that, so I say to you, this is Luke 11, 9. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks it will be opened. For if a son asks for bread from a father among you, from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? To me, that's a promise that when you seek, when you knock, when you ask, when you tug on the Father's coat and say, I want more of the Holy Spirit. I want that baptism. I want that power. I want you to pour out on me the way you poured out on the disciples, on those in the day of Pentecost. I want that. I want the signs and the wonders and the miracles that say they're to follow. You know, when Jesus sent out the 70, he sent them out, go eat what they give you, heal the sick, and tell them the kingdom of God has come near you. All through Scripture, so healing, one major aspect of the workings of the disciples in power, we see healing. And so I see that and I go, we all should be able to operate in that kind of power because that's what the Holy Spirit does. That's what he produces in me. And so my big thought for this morning is press in. Press in for more of the Holy Spirit. It is there. It is available. He will give you what you ask. This is the desire of the Father to give us this kind. I mean, he sent the disciples out, and he sends them out with authority, but he says, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and baptizes is saved. He does not believe will be condemned. But in these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. If they drink anything deadly, they'll by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. All those things are the miraculous, the stuff that we should be able to expect in our lives and to seek a Holy Spirit encounter that produces that in us, through us, and reaching out to the people around us. The love of God, the love of God should, compel us to seek that kind of Holy Spirit encounter, because the people in your world and in your life need what that is. They need the deliverance. They need the healing. I mean, healing is one of the biggest things that we see throughout Scripture as an indicator, as a sign of God's greatness and who he is and what this is all about. They left a wake of healed people behind them wherever they went. Healing was everywhere, and it was a massive sign and a massive indicator of there's something different about those people. I mean, we don't need to seek this just for us. The power, I mean, you talk a lot about it, this is for others. The living water that flows from me is for those around us, and they need it desperately. And they're open to it when you're able to give them a word. You're able to heal their sickness and their disease, to offer them deliverance that they haven't been able to get anywhere else. Those things are there for them, and it transforms people. It just messes them up. They don't know. Like, they can't deny that kind of power and authority. And so I'd encourage you, press into this. You know, we it's so easy to press into doctrine. But the Holy Spirit wants to move in power in your life. And it's available. And so that's my encouragement for today is to seek in, to press into it. When we come to worship, to seek the one who gives the gifts, not just the gifts too. As you press into this, I hope that I'm poking on some things that will stick with you and have you chewing on this in the coming weeks. But as you press in, seek Him, seek the God who gives the gifts too. Like press into the Father. Israel saw a ton of miracles, and yet it didn't. Their hearts weren't all connected to who God was. But Moses sought God's ways. Israel saw His acts, but Moses sought His ways. And so, seek to know the one who produces these things. And as you press into Him, talk about the authority of the believer, you've got right to ask for this and He'll give it to you. He'll give the Holy Spirit to you. He's a good Father in that way, that He doesn't let any of His children ask and He just snubs them. He will give it to you, but you've got to know to seek it. Because if you kind of been feeling like, well, I guess this is my Holy Spirit portion, I'll get on and do the best I can with this. I don't see that in Scripture. I see us as being able to go, there is more, and Lord, I want it. I want to operate in power. I want to touch the people around me. I want to be able to lay hands on the sick and see their recovery and see the transformation, and that is through that kind of encounter with the Spirit.